There's several other major world religions that are not so prominent today as they were in the past, but just thought it would be important to briefly mention them as I very briefly looked at them in my own journey. One is Zoroastrianism. You may have never met a Zoroastrian. In fact, the wise men who came to visit Jesus were most likely Zoroastrians, and they hold fire, earth, and water to be very sacred, and burn fire in their worship, and are very environmental as a result of these beliefs, and not polluting, and not even burying the dead in the earth. The two principles that are the basis of Zoroastrian ethics are, first of all, the maintenance of life and the struggle against evil. So farming, raising cattle, marrying, having children are all very important. And they do have a concept of good and evil and of demons and are to fight against those. Zoroastrian, though, like many of these others, is very works-oriented. It's all dependent on what you do and how you do it. And as a good moral principle for living, there's a lot for you there. But again, it does not answer the big questions of our existence and of the world and human life here and the problems that we face of sin and the human condition. I looked also at Confucianism, founded thousands of years ago. Confucius, the originator, was big on human reasoning, cultivation of life, moral perfection, being true to your nature. Confucian is also very strong in the ordering of human relationships, which is largely where we get vertical societies in Asia. That of the relationship between ruler and subject, parent, child, husband and wife, older and younger. The teachings of Confucius primarily centered around the investigations of things in this world and extension of one's knowledge. Thus, education is a primary virtue in Confucianism and today influences many societies in that way. Sincerity is important. Having your heart right with others and with yourself is important. Cultivating a rich personal life, regulating the family, maintaining national order, and world peace are all part of Confucian teachings. These are all great things. But it's very interesting that Confucius never intended to form any kind of a religion at all. It was intended from the beginning to be a system of philosophy, a system of political and social order, and how one was to conduct life. And intentionally, it was very much a thing of this world, not paying much attention to the afterlife, but mostly on how to conduct one's life here and now. And essentially is a matter of striving by our own human effort to improve ourselves in the society in which we live. So I thought there's some good social political things there, but I need more than that. I looked at Taoism real briefly too. Stresses a lot on simplicity, emptying of oneself, tranquility, enlightenment. You may have heard of the whole concept of I Ching and the yin and yang of dark and light, evil, good, rain and shine, sorrow, joy, all of these sorts of things. Primarily a philosophy of life. The founder is often thought of as being Lao Tzu, but history tells us that a priest magician was actually the true founder of Taoism, and his name was Chan Ling. As Taoism is practiced, commonly the objective of Taoist worship is primarily twofold, is to receive blessings in this life and to receive a long life, including in that is also a reservoir of communication with the dead and superstitions and to some degree even witchcraft. It borrows a lot from Buddhism and also from Confucianism. I kept looking. You may be familiar with the New Age movement, which is not really a codified, systematized thing as much as a hodgepodge of repackaged Hinduism and other spiritistic beliefs and practices. Hinduism is often seen in areas of crystals, pyramids, channeling of spirits, nature worship. It's pretty wide open. Almost anything goes. And that's because there really is no concern with any ultimate truth or any ultimate being. It does not attempt or have interest in answering the big questions in life of creation, life, death, pain, suffering, evil, purpose or meaning, or giving any consistent explanations of the afterlife or how to get there. It's primarily concerned with me, self-centered, in what can I do to improve my life? Very little concern with the society or bettering the world in which you live. It's pretty much practical, spiritual way. How can I know the future, or how can I feel better about myself, or have some kind of health, or whatever. It's very much self-help spirituality, if you will. And in fact, it does help people, but unfortunately, I did find that it did lead them far astray as far as anything they may have believed in, because in this life, I had to conclude there's a lot more than just me, myself, and I, and my feeling better. The issues that we deal with as human beings go far beyond that, and far beyond anything that the New Age offers in its self-help philosophies, ideas, or sometimes very strange and even dangerous spiritual practices. There's always the most universal, widely assumed thinking, or shall I say non-thinking, that has no basis of any kind whatsoever, and that is the good person theory. You'll see it in every culture on earth in varying statements and varying ways of expression, but at the core it's, you know, be a good person and you'll go to heaven, or you'll go to a better place, or something of that nature. For example, you'll often hear it at funerals or when people talk about where they might go after this life. I talked to a guy whose brother had just died the day before. His brother was an out-and-out party animal who literally drank himself to death. And his brother said, that's okay, he's in a better place now. And I said, well, how do you know that? And he says, well, my brother was a good person. I thought, that's interesting. Is there any basis for this? And I don't attack people when they're grieving for lost loved ones, but I had to wonder. I read in the newspaper about a man who shot dead two people. And right there in the courtroom, the reporter asked this man's sister. Now, this man had just been convicted of second-degree murder, and his sister quoted to this news reporter that, my brother is a good person. I thought, what on earth makes a person good? If anyone can be a good person, how good is good enough? What does it mean? I thought, why do people even think this way? There's absolutely no basis for it. It's all assumption. And I have to conclude that a lot of people, maybe most people in this world, do not want to deal with the hard issues of life and death and of eternity. It requires work. It's maybe scary. It may require a person to change. And so people commonly, universally, slide into this baseless assumption that if I'm a good person, that somehow somebody up there in the sky will owe it to me to lift me up to a better place. And I find that there's the assumption that goes with it that if enough people hold this false assumption, then it's somehow okay. And it keeps that smoke screen around us so that we don't really have to deal with the hard issues. And I thought to myself, boy, I certainly don't want to base my life and my afterlife, if there is one, on assumption that has no evidence whatsoever. And as I am looking for evidence, I wanted to go on to find some place that might offer me lots of evidence and that was science. So let's take a look at that next.